Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Zvachim, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, taking a look at the second half of Mishnah. First half of Mishnah Hei. Kodshei Goyim. So remember that non-Jews are able to donate korbanot to the Beit HaMikdash. But what is the status? Ein chayiv nelem mishum pigul notar v'tamei. Pigul notar v'tamei do not apply to those korbanot. V'ashochtan b'chutz patur. Not only that, but if you bring them outside of the mikdash, you outside the azara, you are patur for shochet mala b'chutz. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi mechayev on the last one, it says that there is a chiyuv of mala b'chutz for kodshei goyim. Now, Tana Rabbanan, let's see a little background. Kodshei goyim. Lo nenin v'lo mu'alin, which means midrabanan, there is an isur mi'ilah against these korashim, but midoraita, there is no mi'ilah, ein mu'alin. Ve'en chayvin alem mishum pigol nota v'tamei, ve'en osin tmura, which means they cannot be the if a goy was makdish an animal, and somebody, anybody who tries to do a tmura, it is ineffective. They cannot bring nisachim independently. They can bring an animal, but not nisachim. Aval korbanan ta'un nisachim. But if they offer a shlamim, that shlamim needs nisachim with it. Rabbi Shimon, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Ro'ayani b'kulan lachmir. I believe in all cases we should be machmir and treat them like regular kodashim. Shenemar bahan lashem. As you can see in pasuk 1 on the page, it says lashem. And b'medvar memor mekodshim izbeach. However, even Rabbi Shimon says that the fact that Mi'ilah does not apply is only true about Kodshei Mizbeach, Kodshei Bet HaKabayit Mu'alin Bahen. If a non-Jew donated a table to the Beit HaMikdash, or some flour or something like that, not to be brought on the Mizbeach, but as a donation for the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash, then, indeed, he would agree that Mi'ilah attaches. Now, let's take a look at this. Lo Nenin V'lo Mu'alin. Lo nenim mirabanan v'lo mualin. Why? De gamar mi'ila chet mitruma. Because the word chet, as you can see in pasuk 2 and 3, appears in the case of mi'ila, nefesh ki techta, and also in the case of truma. Now, but truma k'tiv b'nei Yisrael. Truma, after all, is only something that applies to b'nei Yisrael, v'lo v'dei kochavim, and therefore mi'ila also. Now, v'ein chayim lelim shum pigol notar v'tamei my time. What's the reason? The ati pigol avon avon minotar. We have our daisy chain that we've already seen of Hekeshim, of Gzerot Shavah, Pigul is connected to Notar, and Notar, it has Chilul Mituma, thus linking Pigul, Notar, and Tameh all together. In the Pasuk about Tuma, it says that they should be careful. Nazrumi Kodshei Vnei Yisrael. Okay, V'enosin Tmura. Tmura is not on the table. My Tama. Tiitkash Tmura la Maser Behema. Now, this is a little tricky. Tmura and Maser Behema are inextricably connected because the Isser of Tmura, of substitution of a Korban, comes in the context of Maser Behema at the end of the of Sefer Vayikra. Maser Behema itkash the Maser Dagan. And there's a comparison because Aser te Aser, the Torah talks about two Masrot, Maser Behema and Maser Dagan. Of Maser Dagan k'tiv b'nei Yisrael. In reference to Maser Dagan, we have the limitation of b'nei Yisrael, v'lo ovdei kochavim. Now the problem is, v'chi davar halameid behekesh, chozer malameid behekesh, can you use a daisy chain of hekeshim, which we're not allowed to do in kodashim? The answer is, Maser Dagan chulin hu, Maser Dagan itself is not kodashim. And therefore, since it's the one that's giving us the information that it only applies to Jews, therefore it is not a problem of of Hekesh Lahekesh. However, that's only according to the opinion that says that we look at who the Melamed is. The Melamed is Maser Dagan, and that's Chulin. If we follow the recipient of the information, which is Kodshim, Michael Amemar, Ela Maser Behema Chovash Ein Kavu Al Azmanhu. And Rashi points out that it's even true about a Chovash Ein Kavu Al Azman. A goy can never bring a korban that's a chovah, not a chatat, not an asham, right? And the Maser Behema is a chovah, which is not have a set time. Hashem Kol Azman Yisrael Maitu Yisrael Kochav Maitu, and therefore we don't need Maser Dagan for this. We have one direct hekesh of Tmura to Maser Behema. That's enough. All right. Last piece is Ve'in. This is Ve'in Ve'in Nesachim. Tanu Rabbanan Ezrach. In the Parsha of Nesachim, it says that the Ezrach has to bring Nesachim. Ezrach v'vin Nesachim, ve'en ovdei kochavim v'vin Nesachim. Ezrach here means a Jew. Yachol lo te'olato tu'na Nesachim. I might think that the Ola If he brings an olah, it doesn't demand a nesachim with it. Tamar lomar kacha. Therefore, the Torah says kacha, meaning it has to be brought in this fashion. And now we're going to take a look at Rabbi Yossi's opinion, as quoted in the Braita. Amar Rabbi Yossi, sorry, in the Mishnah. Roayani b'chulan lahachmir. That Rabbi Yossi says kochi goyim should be treated like regular kochi Israel. Now, the Mishnah then goes on, but everybody agrees that there is Me'ilah. My Tama, what's the reason Rabbi Shimon distinguishes? After all, how do we know that there's no Me'ilah b'kodshe goyim? We learn it from Truma. So do me the Truma. It has to be like Truma then. The Kedisha, Kedushat Aguf. What is the status of Truma? It has Kedushat Aguf, inherent Kedusha. Kedusha Berakabayit to Kedusha Damim, but Kedusha Berakabayit is value Kedusha. It's not inherent Kedusha. Lo, therefore, there's no exemption, and Kodshe Goyim are the same. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Dam Shinitma Uzrako. Let's say you have Dam became Tame, and the guy was Zoreket anyways. Beshogeg Hurtsa. If it was writ thrown Beshogeg, meaning he didn't know it was Tame, then there is Ritsui. And it is accepted by the Mizbeach based on the tzitz. But mezid lo hurtza, but not intentionally. But if it's done korban tzibur, then even b'mezid it's hurtza, because after all, tum hutra b'tzibur. But this is the part we care about. Uva goyim, ben b'shogayim ben mezid lo hurtza. If it's kodshe goyim, then it's not hurtza in any case. Now, Amra b'anon kameh to Rav Papa, come on. So the students said to Rav Papa, this braita, who does it follow? To look Rabbi Yossi, we think it follows against Rabbi Yossi. Why? The Rabbi Yossi Amar B'chulani Roi Lachmir. The Rabbi Yossi seems to treat Kodshe Goyim exactly like Kodshe Yisrael. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said back, Afidu Tem Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree. Why? Shani Hatam De Amar Kra Lahem. The Torah talks about the tzitz and it says the Ratzon Lahem. It'll be acceptable for them. Meaning the tzitz creates Ritzui for them. Lahem V'lo Lo De Kochavim. So Amar Rav Huna Beredu of Natan of Papa. He turns to Rav Papa and says, if Lahem is what you're picking on, Elamiata Shrahim Makdishim, which is the pasuk about the prohibition of Tome being involved with Kodshim, you're going to then tell me, Achinami, Heim Velov de Kochavim, and you're going to tell me now the Kodshe of the Kochavim, Tome could deal with them? El Amar Vashi Amar Kra Liratzon Lahem. That's the phrase you want. The kicker is not Lahem, but it's Liratzon. Meaning grace and favor. That doesn't exist for the Goyim, and therefore, Kodshe Goyim don't have the help of the tzitz. Alright, the second half of Mishnah Hay, Dvarim She'en Chayavin Alei Mishum Pigul, that whole list that we saw, Ktoret, etc., Chayavin Alei Mishum Notar Mishum Tameh, but Notar and Tameh do apply to all those things, so Komets after its man, etc., and if you eat it, you've eaten Notar. Chutz Min Adam, Dam is not included. Shimon extends the list of exemptions. Mechayev davar shedarkan lechol, aval haitzim valvonav aktorat en chayvin alav mishum tuma. Only things which are typically edible do we say there is a prohibition of notar and tamei, but not things which are inedible. Now, Tana Rabbanan Yacholo, you chayev mishum tuma alav davar sheyishlo matirin ben adam ben hamizbeach. We start out with the opposite direction. We might have thought that you're only chayav for Tuma in the same things that you're chayiv for Pigul. Why? Vedinu. Which is Devash Yisramatirin. Ma Pigul Shehu Bikvia. After all, if you eat Pigul, you have to bring a Chatat Kvua. Uviyadiyah Achat. And Pigul can happen easily, which is even if you never knew about it before. You just found out afterwards. Vlo Utar Michlalo. And there's no point where Pigul is Mutar. So, in other words, Pigul carries a high price, and it's easy to become chayiv in Pigul, and nonetheless, it only operates with things that the Ishlam Atirin. Tuma, Shehiba, Ola V'yored. So, Tuma, which has a lighter consequence, you could bring a cheaper korban, Ola V'yored. And it's harder to be chayiv for Tuma, because you have to first have known you were Tame, then forgotten, then remembered. And Tuma itself is a little lighter because there's times when Tuma is mutar, Tuma chubit zibur. So it certainly should have the same limitations as Pigul. Talmud Lomar, Asherhem Makdishim Li. Therefore, in the Pasuk of Tuma it says, anything which they're Makdish to me. Yachol Miyad, I might think that means the minute they're Makdish it, you could be Chayiv for eating it as a Tameh. even before it was brought to the Mizbeach, or even close, Talmud Lomar, Yikrav. Yishish mi yasher Yikrav mikol zarachem. What does Yikrav mean? So Rabbi Elazar explains, V'chi yesh no ger shu chayav, you think you're chayav for coming and touching something that's because you're tamei? What does it mean? What the Torah is referring to is a case where the basar has now been properly prepared to be brought as a korban. In other words, the minute you're makdish it, it's not able to become you're not chayv karet for eating it betumah. But once it's ready to go, then it is viable. Is vulnerable. Haketzad, how does that work? Yesh lo matirin, mishikavu matirin. If it's sador, shesh lo matirin, the minute the matirin are brought. Ein lo matirin, if not, then mishikdash bakli, the minute that it is kodesh bakli, then it's vulnerable, but not when it first starts out. Now, ashkechan tuma no tarmanalan. That brayta only tells us that tuma extends to all these things. How do we know that notar does? Atachilu chilu mituma. The answer is notar is similar to tuma because of the two common words, the common word of chilu. Why don't we learn the common word avon? Remember, we had pigul to notar to tome, or tome to notar to pigul. Notar's in the middle. So why is notar connected to tuma, and therefore it's chayiv? Why don't you connect notar to pigul through avon avon, and say that it is exempt if it's dover she'in lo matirin? The answer is, mistabra mituma have lemela, if it's close to the tuma, why? And therefore we should learn from there. Shekein gezel siman. That's an easy siman to remember, gezel, but it's the gimel is begufo, and the zion is the zrika, and the lamed is chilul. What that means is that notar and tamei, the psul is in the goof of the thing, as opposed to in the machshava. Zion is zrika, because pigul only gets kicked off with zrika, notar and tamei don't. And lamed, the word chilul, the lamed. Now, adrava, mi pigul have in the melef. Pigul is closer to notar. Why? Shekein nutar. Notar means hutar, which means, in other words, that tuma is hutra betzibur, and pigul and notar not. Tahor, which means you could fix it by becoming tahor. That's not true about pigul and notar. Bizman, they both have to do with zman. Karev, it's about the karev, meaning the korban, not the makriv. That's not the problem. Vahani nefishan. Alright, so we have five things. Notar tzitz, by the way, I'm sorry, I ignored that. Tzitz, which is the fact that the tzitz is meratza for tuma, not for notar and pigul. Tahor and bazman and karev. Those five things, v'hani nefishan, that's a bigger list. The answer is, elamitani levi. The reason that we go to tuma, notar, goes to tuma, not to pigul, is because of levi's drasha. Tani levi, nine sha'apip suls manakatuma daber. How do we know that the Torah is not just talking about tuma, but also about notar? Tamalomer v'lo yichalalu et kodshei v'nei Yisrael. Alright? That's in the plural. And, b'shnei chilulin ha-katuv medaber, achad psul notar, v'achad psul tuma. Talking about two kinds of psulim, which is psul notar and psul tuma, and therefore both of them are included in the pasuk that refers to Asher he makdishimli, which means even things which are not in lam mahem matirin. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll do the last sugya in our perek, including Mishnah Vav, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.